really what I just want to get, like, from you is just your experience as being a Native American student, like, on campus, just get some opinions about some other things going on currently in, like, the Native American community. But first of all, I want to make sure that this is okay. Is it okay if I record our conversation just for note-taking purposes as well?
Yep, no worries.
Okay, great. So first thing, why don't you introduce yourself, get to know you a little bit more, like where you're from, any tribal affiliations. I don't know if you're currently a student or you were a student, but just anything you'd like for me to share as, like, some background to you.
Okay. Name's Nicole Duran, just to have that. I'm a recent man Cherokee descent, and I recently graduated Ohio State University this year.
Uh-huh.
I majored in biology and minored in American Indian Studies.
Wow.
And I'm from Cleveland, Ohio originally. Okay. And right now I'm living in Cincinnati.
Okay, cool. So my first question to you, I don't know, are you aware about the whole the history behind Ohio State being a land-grant university, or is this something that you're just hearing of?
Yeah, I'm not too familiar. I just started learning a bit about land-grant universities recently.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a big study published on how they get their money, pretty much.
Yeah. So
other than that, I don't really know a whole lot.
Okay, yeah, that's completely okay. But I guess one thing I've been doing research on Ohio State, and I've noticed that there's a lot of I guess land acknowledgments to the fact that, you know, the land where Ohio State is settled on, that it's from different tribes. But I guess just a big overall question that I have, what kind of, like, activities were you involved on? Like, were you involved in any particular, like, Native American student groups on campus?
So I was the president of the American Indian Science and Engineering Society.
Okay,
and
cool.
Also the Native American and Indigenous People Cohort, and those were both of our undergraduate student organizations that we had just to learn about Native American culture and spread awareness about social justice issues. And then I also worked in the Office of American Indian and Indigenous Student Initiative at the Multicultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
So my advisor there, Melissa Beard Jacobs, she reached out to, she was the one that kind of, got land acknowledgments more, established at OSU.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. But so you mentioned that one of your groups, everyone could learn about, like, social justice issues going on. Was there, like, any, like, projects in particular that you guys worked on, or anything really memorable that you guys worked on that maybe helped spread, like, awareness on campus about different Native American issues?
Yeah, I remember my freshman year, I wasn't as involved in as a new student, but we did a few rallies for the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Uh-huh.
Because that was the year where all the water protectors were out there protesting against it.
Mm-hmm.
And then more recently, I guess as a STEM student, a lot of what I did was try to raise awareness about representation in STEM and dismantling stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. So when you were doing that, about dismantling, like you said, stereotypes or looking for more representation, were those protests, or were those more like lectures, or I guess reaching out to different organizations to speak with them?
Yeah, those are more presentations. When did it people say this year, I brought in a speaker to teach us about language, and we just gave him a space to talk about his work in the Catawba Reservation. His name was Elizabeth George Warren. And then I did my own presentation to talk about representation in STEM and Indigenous knowledge.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool that you guys had that opportunity. So I guess my next question, which I feel like you sort of answered it, I guess as a Native American student on campus, it sounds like you have, like, a lot of outlets to voice different concerns or just, like, be active and with people like you. So do you feel like on campus that there's, I guess, a space for the Native American voice? And when you guys do voice things, do you feel like you're heard on campus if you have certain concerns about maybe representation, or if you guys have like a protest, do you feel like the university listens to any concerns that you guys have regarding like issues that you're seeing on campus?
Not at all. If I'm being honest, I feel like OSU, and this is true with many other groups such as like the LGBT community and the Latinx community, like on paper it looks like they're doing a lot for diversity and inclusion, but the only space that I really felt like we had as students was the Multicultural Center, and it was pretty much just a hallway with the Latinx office, a Black Student Initiatives office, the Native office, the Women's Initiatives office. So it was just a very small space though, where they tried to represent every group, including the LGBT office. So it was just, it's unusual that such a big school that didn't have a specific LGBT center or a Native center. Many other schools do.
Yeah. So what do you think the university could do more of? Because like you said, it's clear that, you know, they're having that, I guess, you know, they have the offices, like you said they do, but what could they do more, I guess, to maybe feel, I know you've recently graduated, but what do you think could be done more for other students that are coming through and looking, you know, with a similar background as you, like, what could we do more to make them feel safer, like her, do you think?
Well, specifically for the Native community, we are extremely small, so I think there needs to be a lot more recruitment and retention efforts. They actually lie about the number of Native students in their demographic information. There's only 60 self-identified Native students, and they round that up to 0.1%. But if you actually like look at the numbers, Native Americans represent 0.001% of OSU student body, and actually we're 4% of the overall American population. So there's no excuse for that number to be so low.
Wow. So.
And then involved members. There were only like 8 of us involved members last year. So it's really difficult to find community on campus when the community is so small to begin with.
To recruitment, definitely. I guess what they could be doing, I guess what you're trying to say is possibly to, you know, recruit more students, and I guess that would show more that they're, I guess, a more inclusive, I guess would be the word, environment. Yeah, I completely understand that. So I guess my next question is, like you were talking, you're mentioning that your mentor, Melissa, I believe, I reached out to her earlier, talking about that land acknowledgement. Do you think the university could be doing more to maybe address, I know you mentioned maybe doing more for Native American students, but do you think a part of that could be addressing more openly its history as a land-grant university, or addressing where their land came from? Do you think there could be more done to address that on campus?
Definitely. I think the land acknowledgement is an important first step, but it can come off as very, performative. Because just reading words from what Melissa Beer Jacob prepared for the land acknowledgement, that's not clear. And there's really nothing on campus to signify the Native American history of the land. And OSU really does have some cool history. Like, we were the first place where the Native American, I think it was, like, the Native American Council met in 1912, I believe.
Wow.
And there's nothing marked for that. There's nothing acknowledging the original peoples of the land of Central Ohio.
Yeah, and that's, like, really cool information and something that, you know, the university should be proud of. So I can totally see where that there should be more to do, because, like, I've been doing research. Like, I mean, I think it's common knowledge that Ohio was a pretty big spot where a lot of Native American, like, tribes were settled. So something to acknowledge that, and I guess also make you guys feel seen and heard and inclusive and make it feel more like, you know, home is great as well. So sort of going off like the land grant, I'm sure you've probably seen in the news about the Washington football team changing their name. I know they made it official today that they're changing their name. I just want to get like, your opinion on it, because I think, as you've probably felt it as well, that there's been a big moment in, or just a big topic the last couple of months have been about racial injustices, uh-huh. stereotyping, and I know for years that the Native American community has been protesting that name, and I know Cleveland is also uh-huh. thinking about changing their name. So what are, like, your first reactions to that, and what do you think it can mean for, like, the future of, like, like Native American representation, like, in the media or just, like, in yeah. America?
Yeah, as I said, I can't speak on behalf of any Native American community, so this is all my personal opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm really new to this, so I didn't really understand the full Native mascot thing until recently, but I know mm-hmm. that it's a fight that's been going on for decades, so mm-hmm. I was really excited to see that these conversations are finally starting to happen mm-hmm. in mainstream media, because I grew up in Cleveland, so we, of course, had, like, Chief Wahoo mm-hmm. for God knows how long, so I remember growing up that impacted me seeing this caricature of Native American people that I knew wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing greater changes across the country, because there are so many Native American sports teams, both at a professional level and a high school level.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying, because I'm also from the Northeast Ohio area, and I'm also Native American. So I it wasn't till recently that I too understood, like, the whole implications of, like, these stereotypical, like, caricatures and stuff. So it's pretty cool that we're seeing, like, in our lifetime, you know, some change happening. So hopefully that leads to good things. But yeah, so that's pretty much all I wanted to ask. Yes, I am Native. I'm part of the,
okay.
yeah, the Lumbee tribe of North Carolina. We're state recognized, not federally recognized yet, but yeah.
Right.
Okay,
that's awesome. I kind of assumed you were just because, you know, like, how many Native Americans are there in Ohio?
Yeah. I'm like, no, I totally get it. I haven't met a lot of Native Americans in Ohio either, but yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I know so many Lumbee people.
Yeah, that's awesome. But, Nicole, that's all I was going to ask you. Is there anything else that you would like to share, or something that you would like to be included in the story, or anything else you'd like me to say?
Yeah, I would like to end with something positive. Like, yeah. even though our community is small, like, we're mighty, you always find people across campus. Like, I remember one day I was walking to class, and I came across a group of, like, all of our Native faculty members. Uh-huh. And I remember I was having a bad day, and that changes your whole mood to see that we're still here, and we're still strong, and we're able to learn and keep our connections with our community.
Uh-huh. That's awesome that you guys have a lot of... I actually go to Ohio University, so I'm about, like, an hour south of Columbus, but we don't have a lot of, you know, Native uh-huh. faculty, so that's awesome that you guys have a group right. and you're very connected. I love that. But, yeah, well, that's all I had, Nicole. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me once again. I really loved your thoughts, and just thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was great talking. I'm sorry for the car to hear. I'm actually driving right now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. It's okay. Yeah, I can totally hear you.
I just wanted to drop someone off at the airport unexpectedly. Like, oh, shoot.
Well, you're completely fine. I can hear you just fine. But, yeah, I'll let you get back to driving then. All right.
Thank you so much for reaching out.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, you too.